harden not your heart. The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. So put this $17 book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Email us. Get us on our website, saveus.org. And if you want the special offer of my book, The Secret of the Lord and The Harbinger, $35 plus postage and handling. God bless. Be a blessing. Pray for our nation. And it's time to repent.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful, picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion. It's illusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Jeanette, who's living down in Chile. Hi, Jeanette. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Well, Christian, that moved down to Chile, she and her husband, because they anticipated there going to be some real financial instability and political instability throughout the rest of the world. And certainly this is really beginning now, right as of the last couple of days, why there are runs on the banks over in Greece. Now, what's a run on the bank? People frantically pulling their money out of the bank because they're afraid that the bank is going to go down, and people with money deposited in the bank, the last thing they want to do is lose their money. And so in Greece and in Spain and actually a number of countries over in Europe, people are frantically pulling their money out of the bank and they're trying to send it to safe havens. A lot of it's coming to America, driving the cost of our currency up. That's because the people are not sophisticated enough to realize that the dollar is not a viable currency. With massive increase in the amount of money, paper money, so it's increased almost three times in the last 3 years. They're just printing money like it's going out of style, and before long won't even be as valuable as toilet paper. But the average individual throughout the world doesn't realize that. Certainly, Jeanette, how are things down there in Chile? Are they fairly stable, unlike what's going on over in Europe?
Oh, Dr. Stan, it just boggles my mind what's going on over there in Europe. But Chile looks nothing like that. I mean, we've been affected by the economic downturn as well. And, you know, things are, of course, have come down from where they were in 2004 and top of the market and stuff, but here everything's stable. It looks like, you know, a normal country. They have the unemployment rate has dropped. People have work. People seem happy and healthy here. People aren't losing their homes like they did in other countries. They didn't have the huge property bubble here. The banking system is sound and stable. We don't have any runs on the bank. We have a natural resource-based economy here, so we're like the breadbasket of South America, strong property rights. We still have freedoms here, freedom of speech. Nobody's getting groped at the airport, and money's flowing, and things seem to be doing very well here. So I think we haven't been affected by the ills of the problems that are happening in the Northern Hemisphere, because here they've tried to control inflation. They have tried to keep the debt down. They have less than 10% of their debt to GDP as compared to a lot of those countries over in Europe, where they're in the more than 100% of debt. I mean, a lot of those countries are basically functionally bankrupt, as far as I can tell. But here, you know, we still have a chance. We're still doing well.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That is down in Chile in the first half hour, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you got a question for Jeanette, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But Jeanette is saying that more and more people have been putting inquiries with her. She's had really several hundred inquiries, haven't you, through your website and through our program?
Yes, that's correct. We've had several hundred inquiries.
So people are really concerned about what's going on. Now, if you're out there in that listening audience, you have a question for Jeanette down in Chile, where she's staying at the present time, you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Jeanette, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with their website, read more about the purchase of property in southern Chile.
Oh, yeah, sure. I have a U.S.-based voice over internet, provider, and that is a U.S.-based telephone number, which is area code 413-835-7961. It's 413-835-7961. Our webpage is on the World Wide Web, www.southernchileproperties, and that's plural, that's I-E-S on the end, .com. My email is Jeanette@southernchileproperties.com. And my website has all kinds of information if people just, take some time, a couple of hours. They could just read through the website. I have a free report that we can email to people. That's a 17-page report that I wrote up. Basically, it gives an overview of different things like the immigration system and buying property and all sorts of links and just overviews about the country and what I feel is important. And I also have a section on my website where I have articles and books. And if you're interested in learning about how they could set up a business here or taxes, questions such as this, I have reports from different accounting agencies, government reports where they put together statistics about the country. There's a lot of good statistics there, and people can get an overview of information, and also we have maps and videos and audio interviews and articles, all kinds of things. So we have a wealth of information, and, if people are interested, they can just look through the stuff or give us a call and email us with their questions.
Well, how's the fishing in those big recreational lakes by you?
Oh, very good. They have some very large trout, and it's very good salmon fishing further down in the south. But, in our area, say like within 50 miles, it's some of the best fishing in the country. Lots of lakes, rivers. We have these beautiful lakes here, and they're loaded with brown trout, rainbow trout, and et cetera. So it's a big fishing spot. A lot of people come from Europe. Very popular to come here and get a guide and go fishing in the summertime.
Well, now, do you have a lot of fish farms? I'd heard that Chile did have a fair number of fish farms.
Yes, they do. They have a lot of fish farms. They have mainly salmon, and actually that's now one of the major exports besides the agricultural base. And I think they're one of the largest producers, exporters of salmon actually in the world at this point. They do export a lot of things here. They're very top, one of the top producers in the top several spots of a world-class wine. A lot of fruit is exported from Chile, really the breadbasket of Latin America, and also now one of the top producers in the world of exporters of blueberries. China is one of our major buyers of blueberries, cherries, apples. Wheat is also a big export. So if you move to Chile, you don't have to worry about going hungry. The weather's good. The soil is fertile. We have plenty of rain. So it's a great place to come and have a little farm or raise your own vegetables and just live a quiet life if that's what you want to do.
Well, are any of the people that you're talking to or coming down looking at property, any of them interested in getting a farm, a few acres, just growing their own food, or most of them just looking for a place to live where things are secure?
Both, actually. Interestingly, we do have, that is one of the largest inquiries, is actually somebody, I would say, a family that's interested in maybe about 5 acres. A lot of people are interested in a piece of property where they can do their own farming, and have a nice view and just sort of take care of themselves and have a place away from the madness of things that are going on in the world. We getting a lot of such inquiries. I actually have a fellow broker who lives in the same town as I do, who is from the country, who lived in California for a number of years. He was a building inspector there, and now he's in real estate down here, and I usually contact him for people that are interested in small farms.
Well, what would a small farm, maybe a 5-acre farm, you know, with maybe with a view of something like that, what would something like that cost, with or without a house on it?
Well, you have things going for, say, $100,000 to $200,000, depending on the acreage and the quality of the property. I know there's a home in my area that's a good value. I think it's selling for around like $240,000, and it's 7 acres, and it has a 5-bedroom home on it. And somebody could easily have a nice victory garden and raise some animals. This family raises dogs, and they have, you know, lots of room to roam. And in our area of the country, a lot of people have big tracts of land, fundos, that they own. So even if you buy a small piece of property here, you might be next to a very large fundo, and you wouldn't feel hemmed in. You might feel like you have 100 acres, even when you have, you know, just a couple of acres.
Well, now here in the United States, why, if you want to do anything with your land, you got a planning commission, you got all sorts of rules and regulations. What about building a home or developing your land in Chile? Do you have all of the government agencies breathing down your throat like you do here?
Oh, no, it's not like that. Well, they do have a process for an application to get a building permit. They do have on the record book things saying that they would do inspections and stuff, but pretty much they just leave you alone out here in the countryside. If people aren't doing egregious things or harming their neighbors, for the most part, minding their own business, if you want to put a little cabin on your property, nobody will bother you. But, if you want to, you have more freedom and stuff, and they don't force you. There's no such thing as having people chip their chickens or, you know, give the government lists of what they're growing or how many animals they have, and nobody worries that they've crossed, you know, onto someone else's property. There's chickens kind of going around crossing the road, and some days we'll have to watch out for people's pigs that are wandering around. You know, I don't know. People are very relaxed about things like this. You know, we live here sort of in harmony with nature, and we're not living like in a sort of a police state where you can't do anything without getting in trouble. It's not like that here.
Well, what is your telephone number and your website in case someone would like to get in touch with you? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Jeanette over the phone tonight, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But how can people get in touch with you if they would like to?
Certainly. They can call and leave a message on my voicemail, which is 413-835-7961. I'm not always in the office because I have to be out on the road a lot seeing clients. And our website is www.southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. And my email is Jeanette@southernchileproperties.com. And on the front page of our website, we have a sign up to get our free report, and someone can just put their email address in there, and we'll just send that out to them, and they can read about Chile and see if it sounds like a country that they'd be interested in. It's not perfect, of course, has its challenges, but overall, I think it's a good choice. There's not too many countries left where you can really get into the country for a reasonable price, and the land has appreciated here. Everything is holding its value. The country's stable. We have an uncorrupted police force here. They're peace officers here. We don't have a militarized police force. They do not accept bribes like they do in other countries here. It's a family-oriented country. It's a more of a moral country. It's an old-fashioned country, and it's a good choice for people that are interested in those kinds of things. I own property here. If you have a second home for yourself or use real estate to diversify your assets, and you can live here for 6 months at a time, and as like a snowbird, and a lot of people are doing that or coming down here as temporary residents and working on residency.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Jeanette Schnall down in Chile. We're talking to her right now from Chile. If you'd like to talk to her, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
Hold that thought, because Jeanette's just saying it is a Christian country, predominantly Catholic, although there are Protestant representatives there from certainly most of the various branches of the Catholic of the Protestant faith. But it's a family that holds to very strong traditional family values. It's sort of like America was maybe 60, 80 years ago. Now, if you'd like to talk to Jeanette, why, of course, you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. She'll be with us just a few minutes more, and then we'll be having another program at the half hour. But Jeanette has moved down there because, of course, she could foresee exactly what has happened during this last 4 weeks. And that is the beginning of the breakdown of European society, which is the forerunner to the real problems in the United States, and certainly beginning to have runs on the banks there in the Greece and in Spain. And, of course, this is a forerunner to civil unrest in Europe, and there'll be civil unrest there. And then that civil unrest, I fear, is going to spread to the United States and will be used by our leaders who have everything in place for a dictatorship. Everybody has a number. They have their cameras every place. Everybody has a card of some sort, buying Visa card, MasterCard, grocery card, so they can keep track of everything you do. They have dossiers on everyone, Project Echelon, listens to all of your telephone conversations, and certainly they have their GPS satellite that track everything you do, and certainly they have their fusion centers, and of course the fusion centers are where they correlate your information. They have something called InfraGuard, InfraGuard. It's a massive system of spies and informers. InfraGuard, look it up on the internet. You don't have to accept anything I say. So basically, of course, there's nothing quite like that down there, Jeanette. In Chile, where you are, is there?
No, that's scary sounding stuff. No, they do have a national ID card here, but no, we don't have those sorts of surveillance systems. They do have cameras, maybe for security, but it's not like London or New York where they have thousands of cameras everywhere watching everybody.
And believe me, those cameras are not watching the terrorists. They're not watching the bad guys. They're watching you. But, of course, they've created this whole terrorist movement, so they will have an excuse to have the cameras out there. But who do you think is funding the terrorists? Why would Israel recently release 1,027 terrorists? Many of them convicted, over 400 of them convicted of murder to get back one soldier. Well, you can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists out there. So understand nothing as it appears to be. Everything is illusion, and the last thing they want the American people to do is wake up until it's too late. Well, one more time, if you'd like to talk to Jeanette, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Otherwise, Jeanette, let's get your telephone number out one more time, your webpage, and then we'll let you go.
Sure. It's my telephone number, which is a U.S. Telephone call, is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And our webpage is southernchileproperties.com, southernchileproperties.com. And if you can't remember that, then you can always search on the term Southern Chile or Chile Real Estate or something like that, and we come up right on the first page in Google. So you'll find us there.
Jeanette, Cindy, appreciate you being with us, and give us a call. We will be talking to you later. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan and Cindy my wife and I have decided we're going to stay here, but certainly there are a lot of people, and I don't criticize them at all for certainly wanting to leave. Barbara and I moved to South Africa in the mid-1970s, foreseeing just what's happening now, but I think the Lord wants us here, and so we're going to stay. Now, the next half hour, we're going to have Buck Keeley, and after that, a fascinating program with Lynn Marzulli. We had him on this afternoon, and Lynn has all sorts of fascinating information. If you'd like to give Buck a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and he's going to teach us about gardening, and I've learned so much. I hope you have as well.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They are dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, for the next half hour, we're going to have this Buck Keeley from seedcatalog.com, and we're simply going to be talking about how do you grow things in the garden, how do you learn about growing things in the garden, what do you look for, what sort of seeds would you have, should you have a seed bank of some sort that you can keep buried in the garden that would be dry, so that if you did need seeds to be able to grow your own food, you could do it. And, of course, if you're out there in the audience, might give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But just as a background, of course, we've been warning you that these times were coming. There runs certainly on the banks over in Europe. People frantically try to get their money out for fear that, of course, the banks are going to simply run out of money. And they're all levies. All the banks have lent at least 10 to 20 times the amount of money they have. There's no money there. And if you're the person who gets there last, why, you don't get any money. In fact, you only have 10% of the people take their money out of the bank. And there's no more money in the bank, and they don't have an FDIC over there to stabilize it. So people are frantically pulling their money out, sending it to other countries. There's a major exodus from France to England at the present time because the socialists have taken over in France. And then, of course, we have the runs on the banks in both Greece and in Spain at the present time. We're looking at certainly up to 50% unemployment among young people in both Greece and certainly in Spain. So things are unstable over there. Things are fairly stable here in the United States for the time being, but this is the prelude before the storm. How are you doing tonight, Buck?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on again.
Well, let's just talk a little bit about this, growing food. It's certainly we just need, as people, to learn what to do. Can you use some sort of a soap solution to keep those aphids and other little critters from gobbling up the leaves on our vegetable plants?
Yes, you can. But really, it starts a long time before then dealing with your insects. That a healthy plant does not have to do much of a battle with the insects. It takes an infestation to affect a healthy plant. So encourage your listeners to begin with healthy plants. And you do that by having good solid soil that you've augmented through the year, and then providing a good seed that you're planting, or if you're doing transplants, a good transplant. But a good healthy plant doesn't really have much problems with insects. When they come, if you get an infestation like an aphid, the soap solution does a great job. But one of the things you have to remember, whether you're using a natural organic method for dealing with insects, or whether you're using a chemical-based treatment for your insects, that you're killing not just the one insect you're after, you're killing all of them. And God so created this eco-environment that we're in that there's good insects as well as bad. So you go to that extreme of dealing with the insects through some type of pest control only as a last measure. And so you start out by building good soil, then you grow good plants, and then usually you don't have much of a problem with insects. As an example, in our greenhouse, this year, we produced around 10,000 tomato and pepper plants. We didn't have one bug in the greenhouse, not because we sprayed anything, but we used a good soil. We planted good plants we kept in healthy. Out to market now is 10,000 plants that has no bugs on them, that's never been treated with any insecticide, organic or otherwise, because we start with good soil and we add to it good plant material. So that's the first strategy. And then if you get an infestation of bugs, then if you turn it to a natural means, you can use an oil-based spray, a mineral oil or other oils that you can dilute with water and mix with a little soap as well, because it'll help it stick to the leaves. And that'll actually suffocate the bugs. The soap itself will actually cause the bugs to leave and sometimes kill the bugs. But the main thing of it is trying to get a good healthy start so you don't have to use insecticides.
Well, now, where would you use diatomaceous earth in your planting? Where would that be important to use?
We don't use diatomaceous earth. There's a lot of people who do. And what you do is you work it around the base of your plant. And the idea behind that is that it's going to kill any type of insect that comes in. And it does it the best I know from diatomaceous soil by causing them not to be able to absorb water through their bodies. And it does a good job that if you need to have some kind of treatment. But once again, you're killing the healthy insect population as well as the unhealthy insects. So you want to make sure that you use insecticides only as a last basis. That's one of the problems we have in the monoculture and in the commercial industry farming, is that they spray everything, even the seed. Of course, you know, you've talked about this on your show before, the genetically modified corn seed that actually is immune to the Roundup, so that you can spray it right onto the plant. And they're behind that for insecticides as well. So once again, don't treat your garden like a commercial farm. It's personal. It's intimate. You're in your garden every day. If you see bugs, try to deal with them on a level. If you see, if you're growing potatoes and you see a potato bug, pick him off the leaf and kill him. That's a whole lot better than spraying your whole crop. If you're looking around and you see aphids underneath one plant, or on one set of leaves, treat only those leaves. Don't spray the whole garden. Just make sure that you do as little as possible to kill the insect that's in your garden.
What about the use of ladybugs? Is that an important adjunct to keeping the aphids off? Or do they eat the good things as well as the bad?
No, ladybugs are a good addition. That's one of the things that was mentioned before, that when you spray insecticides, you're going to kill your ladybug population. Ladybugs devour aphids. That's one of their main food supplies. And so if you've got in your garden ladybugs, you will not have an aphid problem. The problem is, how do you get them there? That I think I told you this story some time ago about a gentleman who bought a what they call a keg of ladybugs. He paid like $50 for 5,000 ladybugs, and he turned them loose in his garden. They all went to his neighbor's garden because there wasn't enough food in his. So that that if they come in your garden, they're a great thing. They'll take care of your aphids. And ladybugs is a sign of a healthy garden, by the way. They're a good addition to your garden.
Well, now, what about worms? I know you sell worm casings, but about certainly if I wanted to get, because our garden is predominantly simply large containers, what about the worms? Do they really help to make the soil? Certainly their droppings. Does that make the soil much more fertile? Do we need worms, or certainly can we get by without them if we are doing container gardening?
Worm casting is the premium soil augmentation. It's the ultimate composting. So your listeners who keep compost piles understand how that you put your carbon and nitrogen materials together, your green and brown materials, and add a little water, and the composting takes place to where the organic matter breaks down. But when you finish up, your organic matter is going to still be kind of clunky and large particulates. Well, worms will take the compost it makes. You can take if you have a worm farm, we have around 75,000 worms now. If you take a worm farm and you throw your foodstuffs on top of it, or rabbit manure, or whatever you're doing, in a very short order, the worms will devour that organic material and turn it into this very fine particulate soil that, when you put it around your plants, is full of this nutrients that from the composted organic material that's in small enough size that it absorbs more readily into the root system as you water. Or if you make a tea and emulsify that, it goes almost directly into the roots. Worms are a great addition, but along with the natural composting they do, they aerate the soil. If you're a flat gardener, if you have a garden in your backyard, or if you're keeping a garden in the open area, if you treat your soil well, if you keep good organic material in your soil, if you keep your soil healthy, worms are going to be attracted to it, and they'll come in mass in your garden because you've got all this organic material you've been adding through composting, and you won't have to do anything to bring worms into your garden. The effect is not the same as taking the castings and putting them directly around the plant, but they provide for a good, healthy garden and help you keep your garden aerated and full of nutrients. So worms are a good idea. In your case, if you could keep a worm farm, a small one, it would be ideal for you to put the castings into your container gardening.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is Buck Keeley, who's a master gardener. And Buck, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get to your website, and learn all the wonderful tricks you have learned and taught me about gardening? And for our listeners out there, learn how to do this. Hope and pray you never use it, but I will tell you that you're beginning to see the implosion of things here in the United States. Certainly the Political uncertainty, the political instability that is already beginning to develop over in Europe is going to spread to the United States, and we have this on fairly reliable basis. So how can people get in touch with you, certainly get the seeds that they need, certainly heirloom seeds that they can keep for a long period of time, and I get your telephone number out, your website?
I'll be glad to do that, Dr. Stan. This important things we're talking about here, that you talked about the collapse of the environment happening in Europe now with Greece and so forth. Most America does not know what money is. They think money is currency, the dollar bill. Currency is not money. It's printed paper that has value that's determined by the market. True money is something that has value that's intrinsic to it, and seeds does. They not only have intrinsic value to the seed, but in the product they produce. And I encourage all of your listeners to take a trip to www.seedcatalog.com. Take a look at our website. There's some wonderful information there about the importance of having heirloom seeds. That's seedcatalog.com. Some great articles on genetically modified seed, hyperhybridization, and the importance of having heirloom seeds. So if you'll visit us at seedcatalog.com, you'll have a lot of information there, as well as what we have available for you to purchase. And as well, if you'd like to call us at 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, we'd be glad to help you over the phone as well.
Now, basically, my understanding is that you actually have these garden seeds, the food seeds that people can store over long periods of time.
Yeah, you spoke about this on your program on numerous times. I've listened to you talk about the archiving of the seeds that they're doing at the Antarctic. The wealthy elite understand the importance of having seed that is reproducible. They're not archiving seeds in these vaults that are hyperhydrogenated or GMO. They're taking the heirloom seeds that will reproduce after kind. So what we've done is made a smaller version of that for the everyday guy. We take good heirloom seeds that have a high germination rate and good grain seeds that have a high germination rate, and we seal those in Mylar bags. That's a metal spun bag. We use the 4.2 Mylar bag. It's a good, thick, heavy bag. And we put the seeds and grain in there, and we seal those up. That's impervious to water and insects, as well as light. And then we put it in a triwall PVC pipe. It's a rubberized interior PVC pipe. We seal it with caps on the end, and that protects the seed for an extended period of time. The enemy of seed is three things. It's light, it's heat, and it's moisture. We take care of two of the three with having it sealed in the Mylar bags and putting it inside the PVC pipe. So we've got the moisture and we've got the light taken care of, and that's where you come in to store the seed, is you keep it in a cool to cold climate. You can put these in your freezer. They'll keep an extended period of time, over 20 years. You can put them in the back of your refrigerator, or if you wanted to, just if you're worried about not having power or if you live off the grid, you can dig a hole about a foot and a half deep and bury it, and it'll keep a nice cool temperature on it throughout the year, and these seeds will keep a high germination rate. We sell three types of seed banks. One is a basic seed bank. It has enough vegetable and grain to plant over an acre, enough food that you can grow to feed your family and other families and have leftovers to prepare for the winter, and sell as well for generating income, or trade or barter if the currency that we're using is no longer in existence. We have a seed bank that's designed for your family at about a half acre, that this seed bank will have enough grain and enough vegetables in it that you can plant about a half acre and be enough for you and your family to put up for food for the winter. And then we'll let you build your own seed bank. If you buy more than $50 worth of seed, then we'll put those in the Mylar bags, and then we'll put them in the Triwall PVC, and we'll ship those to you where you get to choose what seeds you'd like to have in your seed bank. They're important. Everyone ought to have a seed bank for two reasons. Number one, you may not be able to get out to buy seed if something happens that would interrupt our supplies, interrupt our understanding of how things work as far as the procurement of goods and services. They can be used as well if you have seed at your house for generating a way of providing income that something happens to supplement your lifestyle. And I also encourage your listeners to be sprouters. Sprouting is one of the most nutritious ways to have food within 3 to 5 days. We sprout year-round, but in the wintertime, sprouting is also good to have some fresh greens. But with sprouts and a seed bank, you're set. You can have your sprouts to where that if something happens, you can eat your MREs, or you can have something that's in between to carry you for that first week and start sprouting. And you can sprout enough sprouts that has enough nutrients, enough value as far as calories to provide the basic need for living that you have, or if you have other foods to give an alternate to it, while you plant your garden. And if you are not gardening now, you need to be gardening so that you know what to do when things happen. So seed banks and the sprouting kits, I think everyone ought to have.
Are there special seeds that you have for sprouting?
Well, they're not special seeds. They're just regular seeds. For an example, radish seed. It's the same seed that you grow your radish plants out of, except these are designed for mass use. So instead of selling them in a pack of 200, we sell them by the quarter pound to half pound. They're gathered from a variety of different radishes. And when you sprout them, they're these wonderful reddish-tasting sprouts. But they're just regular seeds that you use to sprout.
All right, fine. Let's get your telephone number out just one more time. Our guest is Buck Keeley from SeedCatalog.com. What's the telephone number?
Our toll-free number is 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132.
And, of course, that's seedcatalog.com. And if you can't remember that, you go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You'll find a link to Buck. But we're moving into very uncertain times. Make sure that you, thinking ahead, that you have learned, and I hope you've learned a lot from Buck. One of these days, if I have time, I'd love to take some of his programs and put them onto a four-tape set so that you'll have them to refer to.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too.
Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bucker's Crest Lake putting in some additional products of various types of flavored salt. And he's pointing out that you really need to get not regular salt, but the sea salt, because it has the other things that you need, the other minerals you need with it. And now, of course, also seasoning the salt. So those things you can read about at his website, seedcatalog.com, while we're out of time. Buck, thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Blessings to you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Chris Buck Keeley. And Sydney, you'll learn a lot at his website, the things you need to know about city planting and growing. And this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we would love to hear from you. Our telephone number, Sydney, is 1-888-500-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, to really understand what's going on today, we suggest that you may want to get the 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi was a friend. He was a Jesuit priest. He had been a confidant of Pope John the 23rd, who revolutionized the Catholic Church. You'll be fascinated by these interviews that get into the satanic influence within the Catholic Church. Then, of course, we have the book Petrus Romanus. It certainly goes into some of the ancient Catholic prophecies. And then, of course, the Hindu prophecies, the Jewish prophecies, the Christian prophecies, the Mayan prophecies, the Aztec prophecies. And what do you think they're talking about? The year 2012. Will something happen this year? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. I believe there are powerful spiritual forces joining together for this time in history. I don't think this is necessarily of God, but I think it's being coordinated by people from the dark side. And then, of course, we suggest you may want to very well get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret, and this is my talk going into the dark secret. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. Tell others about what's going on. Explain to them. They may not want to hear what's going on. A lot of people don't. But, of course, your job is to let them know. God will determine whether or not they believe or not. But we truly are involved in a spiritual battle between good and evil. And the forces of evil are well coordinated today. They've infiltrated the leadership of both the Catholic and the Protestant churches. And this is why the Catholics are tolerating the pedophilia and the sexual immorality, the homosexuality of the priests. But this is also why here in the Protestant Church, why we have people like Ted Haggard heading the National Association of Evangelical Christians. So basically, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli. We hope, of course, you'll give us a call during that hour. We'll be back in just a moment here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll be back. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Our guest for this next hour is going to be Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for speaking up. I really appreciate it, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically, I think we were being sabotaged. I had nothing but problems with that program at Genesis this afternoon.
Wow.
And I kept calling and complaining, and you sounded like you were in a barrel someplace. So anyway, and I know that you ordinarily don't do your programs from a barrel, and I kept complaining. But I really curse, as I've been saying. I'm sure that they've infiltrated and neutralized Ron Paul's political candidacy. One reason he's getting money is because I called on several occasions and said I'd like to donate. There was nobody there. Nobody ever got back to me after I left my telephone number. I called at least 10 times and told them we had a radio network with over 70 stations. Love to get you on. It was very obvious that the people who were working in public relations and Ron Paul's campaign had no intention of allowing him onto a network where there'd be people who supported his candidacy and would support him. And then, of course, I'm a little worried about, we've never had a problem with Genesis before, but we've had this last couple of weeks some very serious problems. But be that as it may, suddenly the whole world is beginning to get into real economic problems. Certainly the runs on the bank over in Greece and in Spain. People are frantically taking their money out of the bank, looking for places for it to be safe. We know that there's a lot of political instability in the Near East and the Middle East. So I'm going to let Lynn just tell you about what's going on. And he's got a wonderful blog, a lot of great information. Lynn, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I blogged this morning about the economic meltdown that we're looking at specifically in the European Union. And, of course, this affects the euro, their currency, and eventually it'll affect the dollar. If Greece defaults on its loans, if it decides to step away from the European Union, how will it affect the rest of Europe and, of course, eventually us over here in the United States? What's interesting is you mentioned that there is a run on the paper currency in Greece, and the figures that I had were $700 million were taken out of a private account. Now, that figure is not being confirmed, but there seems to be a run on the bank. What's interesting is this is just paper money. I mean, it's not backed up by anything. And as we saw in Germany at the end of World War One, when people would take a wheelbarrow full of currency and go buy bread with it, and at some point the wheelbarrow was worth more than the paper that was you know in the wheelbarrow itself. And you know, our dollars are not backed up by anything here. We are over $16 trillion in debt, and it's this whole financial landscape, of which I'm not an expert, by the way, but I've been watching it very carefully, and I am alarmed at what I see. And what I see coming is not good. This could be just the tip of the iceberg. You mentioned Spain. Well, there's Portugal and Ireland, which are also in financial straits, not quite as bad as Greece. But Greece is sort of a litmus test here. And Greece is like the first domino. And once that falls, we don't know the repercussions. Well, in the blog this morning, I wrote...
I want you to hold on. Okay, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Lynn Maisuli. Well, I think it's vitally important that you have some idea what's really going on.
Gold
today.
And silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Lynn Maisuli, we're talking about certainly this war that keeps going on and on and over in Afghanistan. We're in our 11th year. Who are we fighting in Afghanistan? Well, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. How many members of Al-Qaeda are there? Well, maybe 50 at the most. And we've got a 500,000 men over there with the 350,000 Afghan troops, with us at the 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors. We have 90,000 American troops, and we're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. What's wrong with this story? If you don't believe me, you go up on the Internet and your search engine, type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find I'm telling you the truth. Why would we have over a half a million men fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Because this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. Go to your search engine, type in ISI, that's Pakistani Intelligence, finances Al-Qaeda-Taliban. And you'll find out that Pakistani Intelligence is financing the Al-Qaeda group and the Taliban. Then type in the CIA funds ISI, and you'll find out we're funding the people who are funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The whole thing is phony, ladies and gentlemen. It's phony. We've wasted $1 trillion on this war, $1 trillion on the war. You are seeing the intentional bankrupting of our social welfare system, the intentional bankrupting of our country, and nobody's going to tell the American people the truth. Check it out, though. Don't accept what I say. Simply go to your internet and your search engine and find out if it's true. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that this war has gone on 11 years. I mean, World War II was, what, 4 to 5 years, and it was over?
It really wasn't even that long. We got into the war, the 1st of January. Figure it was the 1st of January of 42, and the war was over 3.5 years later. The war was actually over in early 1945. Yeah. So go right ahead.
Yeah, and it's like this thing drags on and on and on, and no one does anything about it. American people are more interested in American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and, you know, what the Kardashians are doing and Snooki, and on it goes. Well, meanwhile, the financial landscape is changing and changing drastically. We've had an earthquake in this landscape, and it's creating huge fissures. And, of course, I'm speaking of Greece. But to mix analogies here, if I can, the 1-2 punch, or the greater earthquake, I should say, you stay on the same analogous trend here, would be the Middle East. And we don't hear one word about what is happening, really happening in the Middle East. Yeah, we all know about Syria, and every now and then they sort of talk about that. But the landscape in the Middle East has changed again drastically. It's not like it was before the Arab Spring. Israel is now surrounded by hostile neighbors on all sides, with the exception of Jordan, who at least for this particular moment in time, have a very fragile peace treaty with Israel. Egypt has a peace treaty, but the powers that be, and of course I'm speaking of the Muslim Brotherhood, are more than likely will not honor that treaty. What we see, which is alarming, and this was first sort of thrown out, we had a piece of intel about a month and a half ago, and I talked about it and tried to vet it, couldn't vet it, but now it's been vetted. There are 12,000 commandos. It's a multinational force on the northern border of Jordan, which, of course, bumps against the southern border of Syria. And those troops are not at a picnic, and they're not playing volleyball. They're there for one reason. They're eventually, more than likely, will evade Syria. North of Syria, northwest of Syria, lies Turkey. Same exact thing. We're seeing troops massed along the northern border of Syria, and the border of Turkey. So that's, you know, they're in a classic pincer maneuver here.
But I think it's important, who are those troops, you know? So these NATO troops, we know that the American forces have special forces there, certainly on the northern border of Jordan and the southern border of Turkey. As part of this, the troops, this 12,000-man force you're describing, is that partly made up of American troops?
Well, what they're saying is it's a multinational task force, Saudi Arabians, more than likely Jordanians. I believe that there are U.S. troops there, without a doubt, and more than likely U.K. troops there. and then probably a smaller contingent of other countries making up the international coalition that are standing in the way. The problem here is that Russia is not backing out of their warm water port in Syria, and Iran is not backing down either. So this thing is going to come to loggerheads. What most people don't get, it's a game changer, especially, and we didn't talk about this this afternoon, but I'm going to bring this up again now because I've talked about it in the past, and it's important that we understand that in the book by Paul Williams, Brotherhood of Darkness, and Al-Qaeda, Brotherhood of Darkness, and it talks about in Williams' book that Al-Qaeda might have smuggled in the late 90s between 2 and 20 suitcase nukes, or what is known as dirty bombs. What's interesting is about a year ago, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, stood up and threatened the West, the United States in particular, saying if you wage war, if you bomb Iran, if you come in here and try to close our nuclear ambitions down, we will detonate weapons of mass destruction in U.S. cities. Now, is that just a bluff, or does he know something that we don't know? Does he, in fact, have nuclear warheads, live nuclear warheads, or even dirty bombs already here that came up through the porous southern border in the 90s, just like Williams postulates, and other intel seems to indicate that they are here? If this war happens in the Middle East, and I believe it's sooner than later, if that threat is not an idle threat, we may be looking at some real nasty stuff happening in this country.
Now, is that Paul Williams' book?
Paul Williams, thank you.
Paul actually could call today. I tried to reach him. He's done a lot of excellent work on a number of different subjects, including certainly the terrorist training camps in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. The terrorist training camps in the United States. There are terrorist training camps. They're training with automatic weapons. The government knows exactly what's going on. But then you can't have a war on terrorism unless you've got terrorists. And who's funding this? It's a man named Gulen. Who is Gulen? He's a multi-billionaire, probably has about $60 to $70 billion, which he got through the CIA and drug smuggling. He was brought in here by the CIA. He's opened certainly schools all across America, all across the Near East and the Middle East. I mean, we're talking about probably a thousand of Muslim schools. And, of course, he's primarily responsible for moving Turkey from the certainly the pro-Western secular government they had into the radical Muslim camp, and certainly replacing the secular military government of Turkey with the Brotherhood of Darkness. And there's probably not one person in a thousand in America who knows what I've just told you, despite the fact that this last Sunday on CBS 60 Minutes, one of the three stories they told was about Gulen. They had all sorts of stories about him, but they made him seem to be such a nice, benign guy, never mentioning that he was so radical, even the State Department wanted to keep him out. And this is the man who's setting up charter schools all across America to teach the Turkish form of government, a Turkish tradition, to American students. You can write ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, it's alarming what Paul Williams postulates. And look, folks, you know, I'm just one researcher. I'm just one watchman. But what I see from my position, from my perch, is incredibly alarming. And, you know, it's like Greece is talking that if they go bankrupt, and more than likely they will, it's already sending ripples all throughout the financial institutions, the global financial institutions. But they're talking about a civil war. You see, what people don't understand is that when people are hungry and things get bad, people get crazy very quickly, which is why we have a police force. And things are good right now over here, fairly good, okay? I mean, even though we're supposed to be in a recession, things are pretty decent, you know? They really are. When you really stop and think about it, yeah, we're trillions of dollars in debt, but you know what? The trucks roll to the grocery stores and you can still buy food and there's gas at the pump. Yeah, it's like, you know, $4.50 or $5.50 depending on where you live. I get that. And the commodities are going up. I get that. And fuel prices are rising. I understand that. But the trucks roll and you can go down to the 7-Eleven and the infrastructure continues to work. Well, all that is very fragile. like we saw in Katrina, it can be wiped away and decimated, literally, in a matter of minutes. Life can change. And what we saw in Katrina, which is like a microcosm, of, I believe, of what is coming, is we saw lawlessness. And that's what I'm trying to warn against, that people need to prepare now. Because when a Katrina-like event hits, it's too late. The markets are closed. They're flooded. They're destroyed. And it's just you. Remember, the Feds didn't show up for, what, over a week later before some of these people finally got aid? And what did we see? We saw lawlessness reign. Because the nature of most human beings, unfortunately, on this planet, is not a benign one, not a good one. It's exactly the opposite. And people will steal and kill and rob and maim and do anything to make sure that they survive.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, our guest is Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment. But Lynn, of course, is an ordained minister who's given up a good position because he wants to be out there informing people. He's got some great materials, and certainly we'll tell you later how to get to his website. But, of course, he's one of my favorite guests. We're living in very uncertain times. Certainly, the people are frantically pulling their money out of Greece and out of Spain within the last 48 to 72 hours, trying to find some place where they will feel it safe.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and here's Lynn's talk about what happened in Fukushima, and I'm simply pointing out that, Sydney, the Japanese are very intelligent people. Why aren't they doing what's logical, certainly, to neutralize these massive pools they have of radioactive material? The idea, certainly, of trying to get them and burn them is illogical. I mean, you burn them, there's a lot of radioactive cesium in that, they get in the atmosphere. The Russians at least put a cement sarcophagus over the contaminated areas there and contained it, but they're not doing any of these things in Japan. We're reading that they've actually released some of the radioactive water into the ocean, and within 50 miles, why, all the fish are radioactive contaminated. This just came out a couple of days ago. And then why did the Japanese suddenly allow their plants to get to the point where something like this could happen? They had to know there was a potential for it. The Japanese are not stupid. It was almost as if somebody wanted these terrible things to happen. But you go right ahead there. And incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or a comment for Lynn Marzulli.
Yeah, the Fukushima reactor meltdown is nothing has been contained. And, you know, everything is very hot. And this thing, if there's another earthquake or another incident, who knows where this thing's going to go? You know, over here in Southern California, we've got San Onofre, which, by the way, has been offline for about 3 months because some of the tools or the tubes that carry the radioactive water, there's been some problems there. Well, it's an almost identical situation as Fukushima. I've driven by it several times now. And it's right on the Pacific coast. I mean, right on the Pacific coast. And we all know that Southern California, I mean, what if the same type of an event happened? What if we get a large earthquake followed by a tsunami? I don't think San Onofre is going to hold up. I think we're looking at Fukushima on the West Coast. So now we got two of these babies, if that were to happen, God forbid. But this is a real threat. I mean, look, we had that little Northridge earthquake here, and I was involved in that. I mean, I was awakened out of a sound sleep and, you know, saw transformers on the telephone poles exploding, and, you know, the whole house shook. But I'm up in the Santa Monica Mountains, about maybe 15, 20 miles from the epicenter. But I still felt it like crazy, not a lot of structural damage. Well, what happens if we get a 7.4 tremor or something larger out here in Southern California that creates some sort of a tsunami or compromises the San Onofre? Look, I realize I'm speculating, and I realize it's doom and gloom, but it's happened in Fukushima. And right now this ring of fire just continues to fire. That ring of fire, of course, is the area which starts up in Alaska, goes down the west coast of North America, down into South America, then swings out into Christchurch, New Zealand, Vanuatu, the island, Australia, Indonesia, Japan, back up to the Aleutians in Alaska and back around. And we see lots of seismic activity in this ring of fire, lots of earthquakes happening, some of them unprecedented, like a 9.0 in Fukushima, like the 8.4 down in Mexico a while back. So what we're looking at, folks, it's just not, you know, to sort of round out this segment, it's just not the financial institutions, the global financial institutions are being impacted. When you start to factor in the Middle East war, the coming Middle East war, the animal and fish die-offs, the possibility of a coronal mass ejection creating what's known as a it's sort of like an electromagnetic pulse weapon, but without the weapon, it's just an electromagnetic pulse which shorts out the grid, the electric grid. I mean, the scenarios are unbelievable, and they're not going away.
But then the significant thing about the electromagnetic pulse threat is that they know there is the threat. In fact, Newt Gingrich even talked about it during the campaign.
Sure, I got the quote. I know exactly.
And basically, of course, the thing is, it would cost a few billion dollars to protect the entire country. And
they won't do it.
But why do they absolutely refuse to do it? Why do we waste $1 trillion fighting a war in Afghanistan against 50 members of Al-Qaeda when we need $6 billion to protect America from an electronic pulse, an EMP pulse? Ask yourself, do the powers that be, and there are powers that be, there's an elite group that runs our country, do they have an agenda? And yes, they do. It's called creative destruction.
Yeah.
Go up on the internet and look up the word creative destruction. Alan Greenspan, asked about the meaning of the term, said, well, basically, we want to create a new social society. But before we do, we have to destroy the old one. That's what we mean when we talk about a creative destruction. Is it possible there's a plan to destroy America, the world as we know? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Lynn Marshall. We were talking about the phrase creative destruction, but look it up on the internet. Look it up on the internet, and when suddenly Alan Greenspan was asked, what do you mean when you refer to creative destruction? He said very simply, we want to create a new social order. And to do that, we want to create the new social order. We're going to have to destroy the old one. This is what I said Al Gore was talking about when he talked about the wrenching transformation of America. They know exactly what they're doing. There's an elite group that certainly wants to destroy conventional society. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to determine where we live, where we work. They want to lower the living standards of the American people. It's all laid out certainly in the Agenda 21 documents, the Earth Charter, the document called Global Biodiversity, chiseled in stone on the Georgia Guidestones. And you have to understand that all this is carefully planned. It involves the leaders of both political parties who are intentionally transferring America's jobs, America's factories, America's wealth to other countries. And, of course, the whole idea is to lower the living standards in America and raise them in other countries, but they can't tell the American people that. Why do you think that they are allowing unrestricted immigration, illegal immigration? Why are they allowing virtually unlimited legal demonstration, allowing people to come in with H-1B visas? And violate the law and take jobs away from American citizens. The only way you're supposed to be able to use an H-1B visa is if there are no Americans who could do the job. And yet, time and time again, here in America, they're bringing people with the visas, and the guy who's got the American who's got the job is required to train his replacement. He's discharged. And so many of the people we see now, of the 6 or 7 million who are certainly are no longer looking for work. They're older people who've been replaced by somebody from overseas or work for less. And these are people who will never, Americans, will never get a job again. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Why do you think it is that here in California and many places across the country, when you get your ballot, it's in both English and Spanish? When did Spanish become an official language in America? Why? Because, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness wants a multilingual, a multicultural society, so they can destroy the culture of America. So they know exactly what they're doing, but nobody ever asks the right questions. Why are these things happening? And it is because our leader's loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of a multicultural, multilingual society. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your material.
Well, you know, the best thing for them to do is just get it from you, Dr. Stan, because you have all of our books and DVDs. You carry everything. And I know that, most people know, how to get a hold of the products through your ministry, which is just wonderful. That's what I would encourage them to do. If you're interested in reading the blog, however, I blog 6 days a week. That's lamarzulli.wordpress.com, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And, I'm on this stuff like Wine on Rice. There's a section called In Other News section, which I usually list 7 stories which are pertinent to biblical prophecy. I'm up usually very early. I'm here by my computer around 6 o'clock West Coast time. And by around 8:30, the blog is finished, around 600 words with links to other stories. And it's, it's a good source of information, really good source of information.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, a quick question. I had heard an interview that was stated that despite it being 9.0, none of the buildings even cracked or something, and that it was some sort of a low-level atomic bomb and it was some sort of a revenge thing because supposedly Japan sold or gave Iran weaponized uranium or something like that.
Is there any documentation on that, or is this one of the rumors that they put out to confuse us?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just curious if Lynn knew anything about buildings.
Have you heard anything of that sort?
Now, no, I'm not
suggesting
I have not.
That we know that they can create the earthquakes, Jack, but we don't know whether this was a man-made earthquake that created Fukushima or whether this was an act of God. And believe me, everything is classified. Nobody in government dares tell the truth, because if they do, why, of course, they actually will put them in prison, or they will certainly, they'll kill them. And government officials have been killed to silence them. A perfect case example would be, Breitbart. He was going to release
Andrew
some
Breitbart.
Papers on the President Barack Obama and his association with the radicals. Just the day before he was to release that, Mr. Breitbart, who was in his mid-50s, dies of a heart attack. Now, the chances of that happens is 1 in 1 million, but it could have happened. But, of course, then one of the pathologists who carried out the autopsy a few days ago dies of of arsenic poisoning. What are the chances that that would be? Well, because you'd have to multiply the 1 in 1 million by another 1 in 1 million. And then, of course, the gentleman who was with Breitbart at the time he died, and, of course, describe what happened. Instead of course, turning pale and bluish, as happens when you have a heart attack, he got intensely red, which you do not see when somebody's having a heart attack, and he's disappeared. This is within the last week.
Right.
What are the chances statistically that could have happened by accident? So, Jack, I think that anybody who really knew what really happened in Fukushima, if it was in any way man-made, why, of course, it'd be very wise to be quiet. But thank you so much. Good question. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question, if you have a comment. But we do know that certainly the government has the ability to create storms and droughts. That was what Zig Dobrzynski wrote in his book Between Two Ages at the bottom of page 57. He's writing in 1970, and he's saying in the future, and he's referring to, I think, 2018, we will be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. Well, we see the new chronic diseases, we see the storms and the droughts, and we know from certainly the material on HAARP, the information we have on weather warfare, they have the ability to create storms and droughts today. Go right ahead there, Lynn.
Yeah, the whole idea with HAARP, you know, since you're harping on that, no pun intended, it's interesting. There was an article I read tonight, No Way to Bet the Thing, talking about the government, Japanese government paying some sort of a ransom not to have HAARP turned against them again. I mean, and I've heard about this. What I found interesting, and again, this stuff is almost impossible to vet. I've heard this story, but it's similar. It makes for good radio, but it's difficult to vet any of this. Apparently, before the Haitian earthquake, there has been an English fleet in and around Haiti since the 1700s, literally. That fleet has never left. According to some stories that I've read, 72 hours before the earthquake hit, the first time since the 1700s, that fleet was called away. And off they went. And then we get this unbelievable, horrific earthquake in Haiti. You see, people don't think about this anymore. Well, Haiti happened and all the aid happened. I gave to the Haitian Aid Fund, the Clinton Bush Haitian Aid Fund. Everything's all right now. Well, it's not all right. There's been very little rebuilding. There's 10 cities every place. Last year there was a cholera outbreak. I'm not sure whether it's getting better or worse. If it was caused by HAARP And it's a great place to do a test run. It's a poor nation that no one really cares about, unfortunately, right? I mean, not really. No one really cares about Haiti. Well, and you can see it. It's none of the news. No one talks about it anymore, right? So if they have this type of weapon and they are using it and the test was Haiti to see if it would work, guess what? It worked. And the question is, why would they turn it on Fukushima? And, of course, I don't have the answers to that. And that gets us down the conspiracy rabbit hole, which goes so deep and so far, you know, a person can get lost down there very quickly. But what I will say, and we'll agree with you, Dr. Stam, there is a brotherhood of darkness. You know, you've written about that. There is a cabal of men and women who have allegiance to supernatural dark forces that want to see basically the Antichrist seated in the Third Temple. What's interesting, and I'm actually in contact with the man who said this story, and we've talked about this before, so it's not anything new, but on the History Channel's weekly series called Decoded, Brad Metzler sat down with this gentleman who told us a very interesting story, and I'll just cut to the chase. The bottom line was that this man he was talking to said, "We are the sons of the Nephilim." His words, not my words. "We are the sons of the Nephilim, and our man will at some point take the spear of destiny, the spear of Longinus, which is the spear which is sitting in the Habsburg Museum, which when Hitler, when he overran that country at the beginning of World War II, one of the first things he did was reclaim that so-called spear of destiny. And this man was saying, we have the real spear of destiny was smuggled out before the end of World War II. And our man, we are the sons of the Nephilim. That's what he said. We are the sons of the Nephilim, and we will take the spear of destiny, and our boy, the Antichrist, will go into that temple and shed his blood on the altar and declare himself to be God. That was on the History Channel. You can Google that, History Channel, Brad Meltzer's Decoded, Spear of Destiny episode. It's right at the very end. My jaw dropped. My jaw dropped. I mean, I don't know this guy. I've written 6 books on the Nephilim. And here this guy comes absolutely out of the woodwork and tells of this meeting that he had. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm not even sure he understands the depth of what he was told. And certainly I don't think Brad Metzler.
Well, I said that we had, I think it was last Friday night, that Doug Riggs on. Do you know Doug?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just talking about his work with these women who have been programmed to have, so they, with dissociative personalities, and that he believes that they are being prepared, and some of them have been joined together with demonic forces and produced Nephilim here in our time. So there's lots of strange things going on in the world today, and if you have not heard that program, it'll be on my website. I forgot whether it's 8 or 9 o'clock last Friday, but fascinating information. The sort of things that certainly really make you question, could this really be true? Well, I wish it weren't. I wish the world was just exactly as we think it is, but it really isn't. There are dark and sinister spiritual forces out there. We hear all the people talking about the sudden sightings of UFOs in Israel. There haven't been any there for us. Maybe 10 or more years. That's where some of the late 1980s and 1990s. And then, of course, the UFO sightings stopped in Israel. And then suddenly, within the last week or two, suddenly the UFOs are appearing again in Israel. What's that all about?
Well, in my opinion, they sort of signal some sort of a war, a case. Gary Stearman has made a study of this. And according to Gary Stearman of Prophecy of the News, Gary believes that there's a UFO flap that precedes every Israel war against Israel. And we're seeing one now. And gee, big surprise. I mean, how can there not be war in the Middle East with all the saber rattling that's going on there? So it's sort of almost like right on schedule. Leon Panetta, we actually using this in Watchers 4, has stated that Israel more than likely will go against Iran sometimes in April, May, or in June. Well, we're in the middle of May, headed towards June, and the sabers are rattling. There's just no doubt about it. You know, the Iranians just conducted fairly recently a drill, a naval and army exercise, Air Force exercise, a military drill on how to close the Strait of Hormuz in the event that they are attacked. The Americans are over there with all sorts of stuff. Remember, we've got aircraft carriers and boots on the ground. There's all sorts of stuff going on. We've got, and I'm not at liberty to say where some of this intel is coming from, but I was told recently that we're going into Iran. Now, I can't vet that story, and I just have to trust the source. But the source is involved in the U.S. military. And he just looked at me and said, matter of factly, oh, yeah, you know, we're already, it's going to happen. We're going into Iran. Now, things can change. I get that, like the Bay of Pigs. Things can change. And hopefully cool heads will prevail. But, and I said this on your show this afternoon, Dr. Stan, but Russia came out fairly recently and said if Tehran, the capital of the country, Iran, if Tehran is attacked, it is like attacking Moscow. You can't say it any plainer than that. You can't draw a line in the sand, you know, more obvious than what the Russians are saying. And so we see that the battle lines are really drawn here. And the Russians, just like what's interesting for me, from my standpoint, I look at this through a biblical filter, a biblical lens, and I see Ezekiel 38 screaming at us. That's what I see.
Ezekiel 38 and 39, the prophecy is a war. This is not the Battle of Armageddon, but it certainly is a prophesied war. And if you read those 38 and 39, you can figure out what the countries are that they're talking about, they're there. It's just so obvious. Well, we're out of time. Lynn, once again, your website, they can go there and read your blog. What is it again?
It is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on your show once again.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, and we're going to be back in just a moment. You hang on there.
Okay.
Lynn, we'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT.
Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. If you'd like to get Lynn's material, suddenly he's written a trilogy. It's called the Nephilim Trilogy. And then we carry that. We carry his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And why is that book important? Why? Because, of course, you cannot understand what's going on today. At least you understand that there are prophecies and there's spiritual forces in the world. He has a number of, another book called The Alien Interviews. Alien Interviews is not interviews with the aliens. It's interviews with people who claim that they've interviewed people, who claim that they've been taken off or chipped by aliens. And certainly, you'll actually see the interview with the doctor who's actually removed chips from some 16 people, and you can actually see the chips, and believe me, they're not of this world. And then, of course, we carry Lynn's Watchers 1 DVD, his Watchers 2 DVD, his Watchers 3 DVD. We recommend that you get these. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Start certainly getting things lined up for the difficult times that lie ahead, because the social upheaval that's coming in Europe, it probably is going to be coming to the United States. I got an email this morning from a fellow who's been with the CIA for many years. We've checked him out. He really has worked with the CIA. We know people with the intelligence agencies who vouch for him. And he just sent me spontaneously this DVD this morning, telling me that things are getting scary. He is moving to his center of operations to Paris. He'd be over there now. Because many of the ex-CIA agents, intelligence agencies, have been told to get out of the United States because we're moving into social unrest. And he was just talking about the collapse of the euro and the European currency. He was talking about the social unrest that's taking place or going to take place in Europe, and the fellow that the fact that it's going to come here to the United States. And then he concluded by saying things are really getting scary. Well, we're not all doom and gloom. We think these are exciting times to know the Lord. I'd be scared to death if I didn't know him, if I didn't trust him, and whatever should happen to me is unimportant. I mean, certainly all the members of our family are Christians, and we hope they have a personal relationship with the Lord. I know that my son, my wife here do, and I hope the others are, the Lord will look after them. But our job is to get the word out. We do 5 hours of radio a day, trying to certainly be the watchman on the wall and trying to get people aware of the fact that we're moving into a period of great uncertainty, and we're probably going to see a marked devaluation of the value of our currency. And those people who are not making adequate preparations, many of them are going to be very badly hurt. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope you're in a position to help Radio Liberty. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd like to welcome you. If you'd like to advertise with our program, this would help us and would help you, because we've got a great listening audience across the country. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and for Joyce Riley. We ask you to pray for Ron Paul and his family. And believe me, he has not dropped out of the race. He may never be campaigning, but he's getting it, coordinating, picking up delegates for the convention that's coming in August. It's going to be a very, very interesting election, because it doesn't matter how people vote. It's how the delegates vote. And the delegates are not bound to vote for the people that they're pledged to. So please pray for Ron Paul, and then pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Power Hour. It is Tuesday. You're in the right place today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 15th of May, 2012. Yes, we want you here. We want you to hear the real story, not the one they're telling you on television, such as Ron Paul has quit the election. I guess you heard that already. If you didn't, well, it's out there. That's what they're trying to get people to understand, is that Ron Paul's quit. Well, they didn't know he was still running, so how do they know when he's quit? They didn't know he was ever running. They didn't know he was ever a serious